We're continuing with Eicha. We're up to the third chapter, the 40th pasuk. Nachpesa derachenu v'nachkora v'nashuva ad Adonai. We will look through our actions. We will investigate our paths, and we will return to Hashem. We will recognize that if we're suffering, then there's a reason. And if we learn these psukim as a reference to the people at large, and we have to discern that on the letter Nun, which is a pivotal letter in the Aleph Beis, we know the letter Nun represents destruction, and it is specifically in this letter that Yirmiyahu flips the perek from single tense to plural tense. Until now, he was talking about the individual. Ani ha-gever. He speaks about himself. He speaks about la'tot mishpat gaver, lavet adam, mize amar ma'itonen adam. Until this passage, he's talking about the individual. And we said, there's room to understand that it's a reference to the masses. There's room to understand it's a reference to the individual. But as a people, we suffered destruction, and the destruction to the people was a product of their sins. And this brings us back to the Ramban in Sefer Devarim, where the Ramban discusses V'hoyeim Shemoa. Seems to say a pretty clear line. You listen to the Torah, things will be good. You'll have money, you'll be rich, you'll be healthy, everything will be beautiful. You sin, there'll be destruction. What's going on here? So the Ramban says, yes, with regards to the people at large, that's how we're judged. The people at large, when they're living moral lives, in general, the people of Israel. So in general, the people of Israel have it good. When the people of Israel are immoral, so then in general, the people in Israel have it bad. And so, if we want to apply that understanding, so then Yirmiyahu turns to the people and says, we have to check what we've done wrong. We have to repent. Nisa levaveinu el kapayim el el Hashamayim. Nisa levaveinu, when we lift our hands to heaven, it's not only our hands that we lift, but we must lift our hearts as well. Very often we feel comfortable with doing the externals. We shuckle, we move our lips. No, nisa levaveinu, will lift our hearts el kapayim, to match our hands. It's not enough to raise your hands in prayer. You got to lift your heart in prayer. Nisa levaveinu el kapayim. We will uplift our hands and match. We will uplift our hearts and match them with our hands. We will return anything we stole el kel pashamayim. We turn what we don't anymore. Correct. In those days, they did. So, ever since they adopted this in other religions, so we stopped doing it. You're right.
We're going to talk about this on Thursday, why we stopped doing things through the Goyim copies.
So right. You know, you told me this months ago, and I prepared sources for this, but now I don't have them prepared. Sorry. No, I prepared.
I get it. Okay.
Start so praying with our shoes.
First one's written down.
Okay. So.
What?
And also in stem is to take an effort to pray with our shoes.
Nisa levaveinu, will lift our hearts to heaven el kapayim, just as we lift our hands. When you lift your hands, they're clean. When you lift your hands and wash them, so too when we lift our hearts will be clean. Because mode v'ozev yerucham, the verse says in Proverbs and Mishle, when a person admits what he's done wrong and ceases to do what he's done wrong, then he attains mercy from heaven. Says the Chazon Ish in his famous letter, Emunah u'Bitachon. Very often we think we're going to be good. What does it mean to be good? So there are two ways to be good. There's sur meira, leave what you've done wrong, v'asei tov, and do good. So very often people say, I can't leave what I'm doing wrong, but at least I'll start doing what I'm doing right. So I know I'm stealing from my boss, I know I'm stealing from my taxes, but I'll give charity. comes the Torah and says, no, that's not it. You got to do Sur Meira and Asei Tov. You got to leave the bad and do good. Sometimes through doing good, you have the strength to leave the bad. Fine. But you have to know that it's pivotal to leave the bad. You can't just say, I'll be a better person, I'll be good. I know I'm driving on Shabbos, so at least I'll go visit my poor mother in the old age home. No. There's Sur Meira together with Asei Tov. We have to be Nisa Levavenu. We have to uplift our hearts as well. El Kapayim, just as we would cleanse our hands. El El Bashamayim, and our hearts have to be focused to the potent one above, which is the root of it all. What are we focused on? Nachnu Fashanu Umarinu Ata Lo Salachta. We were rebellious. We were traitors. And you, well, you wouldn't forgive, because when we were rebellious, it wasn't enough. We continued and became traitors. And so, why should you forgive? You're honest, you're fair. Sakota va'af vatil defeinu. You surrounded us with your anger, you chased us. Haragta lo chamalta. You killed and you showed no mercy. The anger became sakota. The anger became like schach, like a sukkah. The anger became like a breach, a fence between us and you. Sakota ve'anan lach. You covered yourself, so to speak, with clouds so that our prayers wouldn't penetrate and wouldn't come to you. You made us nomadic Jews. You made us people who were trampled on among the nations. Must get